Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Superheroes and a Lamb. John 1, verse 36. When John saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." One of the things that children love in just about any generation is a hero or superhero. Such people or characters have qualities that can lead to extraordinary acts of heroism. Supernatural strength and superpowers save the day against all odds. Our reading today talks about Jesus, the one who is above and beyond any superhero we could ever imagine. John the Baptist sees Jesus walking past and says, "Look, the Lamb of God." But wait, the Lamb? Of all the images in the world, a lamb? That doesn't sound like a savior or a superhero. Yes, a lamb. When we think of a lamb, words like soft, sweet, gentle come to mind. Stuffed animals or a picturesque field with rolling grass and a quiet stream come to mind. If danger crawls into the picture, it's the shepherd who comes to the rescue, not the mild-mannered lamb. The lamb had significant meaning for God's people. In the Old Testament, a lamb was used in sacrifices. The priest would use a lamb that didn't have any spots or blemishes and sacrifice it on behalf of the sins of the people. The perfect lamb, who had no responsibility for the sins of the people, was offered on behalf of them. God is the one who told the people to do so, and God was pleased with the offering of a lamb. For centuries, this was the custom. So when John said to two of his disciples, "Look, the Lamb of God," they would have thought of the sacrificed lambs and the promised Messiah. God had promised that one day a Savior would come to take away their sins. Now, here they were, witnessing the promised Lamb. What a stunning moment. That Lamb is Jesus, our Savior, the gentle, meek one who, without resistance and completely willing, took our place. He was the sacrifice that we needed. He lived a perfect life. He lived among us and faced all the trials and temptations that we do. He kept every law of God perfectly. And then, after living that perfect life, he was crucified for us. He truly is the Lamb of God. Our lives are full of blessings and challenges. Each day we struggle with our sin. We all have guilt with which we wrestle, things that make us anxious or fearful, discouraged or disappointed. But with hearts full of faith, we too can encourage each other to look at the Lamb of God. Our sins are covered by him, and our Savior knows and understands our challenges. We can go to him with all our troubles, knowing he hears with understanding and is eager to help out of love for us that is beyond understanding. Superheroes can be fun. Their amazing feats of bravery and strength make us want to cheer. None can compare with our Lamb of God. Look to him and be reminded of the peace we have with God because of him. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, you are the Lamb of God. It's overwhelming to take in all that you have done for us. Out of gratitude for your sacrifice for us, help us to point others to you just as John did. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.